Today from the Ohio Newsroom, one county still trying to get people vaccinated against COVID-19. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. For many, COVID is becoming an increasingly distant memory. But in rural Ohio, where vaccine rates are amongst the lowest in the state, one health department is still trying new ways to get people vaccinated. The Ohio Newsroom's Erin Gottsacker reports.
Watch your step.
Jenna Gerwick, the director of nursing for the Ashland County Health Department, brings me on board a big white van.
This is the mobile unit.
It looks just like a doctor's office, fitted with a hand washing station, a little refrigerator to store vaccines, and an exam table. That's where patients can sit to get a blood pressure reading, cholesterol test, weight check, or a COVID shot.
Of course, we do encourage the COVID vaccine always, but that will not be the only vaccine we will be providing.
This van was purchased using leftover COVID-19 relief funds. And when the health department requested the money, it emphasized the need for a mobile unit to host COVID testing and vaccination clinics. But now that the van is in hand, that's not how the health department is presenting it to the community.
Even if you do not want immunizations, there are still other services we can provide with the mobile clinic. So either way, check us out.
That's because a lot of people here just aren't interested in the COVID vaccine. Ashland County, located partway between Columbus and Cleveland, has some of the lowest COVID vaccination rates in the state. Less than half of people there have gotten the shot, according to the Ohio Department of Health. And in the county's more remote villages, like Polk and Nova, which have large Amish populations, a local news outlet reports only 9% of people have gotten a COVID shot. Why? Well, for one, Gerwick says it's a conservative area, and the COVID vaccine is politically polarized.
Some people don't like vaccines, don't want them, don't believe in them, and that's their prerogative, absolutely.
And two, Ashland County is home to more than 1,000 Amish residents. Most members of that group haven't sought out the vaccine. Here's community health educator Jill Hartson.
The Amish population, they don't typically go to the doctor for preventive care.
But there's a sliver of the unvaccinated population in Ashland County that the health department hopes it can reach with the mobile clinic. The people who want the COVID vaccine, but don't have the transportation to get it. Gerwig says she's thinking about the 7% of households in the area that don't own a vehicle.
This way, if the access is an issue, we are hoping to eliminate that barrier.
3 years since the pandemic began, Dr. Bruce Vanderhoff, Ohio's chief medical officer, says breaking those barriers is still worthwhile.
COVID is still claiming a significant number of lives, and it is still causing a significant number of hospitalizations. And as we head into the fall, we really don't know exactly what we will be seeing from the virus. So there really couldn't be a better time.
Dr. Vanderhoff says multiple recent studies confirm that hybrid immunity, that's having immunity from a COVID infection and a vaccine, is the most protective. And he really recommends people get the updated booster, which was released last fall. Only 16% of Ohio's population has. A second dose of that has recently been made available to people 65 and older. Ashland County's mobile clinic will offer those vaccines and others. But even if people aren't interested in another shot, Gerwick says a visit is still worthwhile.
It will be focusing on vaccines, but we will also be providing blood pressure checks. We will do.
Gerwick is getting ready to roll out all these services on the mobile clinic. And with nearly a dozen events on the calendar, its summer schedule is packed.
We will be at the Sullivan Post Office from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. On August 5th, we will be at Touch a Truck event.
But it remains to be seen if the van will be packed, too. In Ashland, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.